Let's talk a little bit about hormonal therapy, and maybe you can provide an update on where we are in terms of the AI trials. There have been a couple important studies that have been reported now in the last 6 months. The big FEMTA trial, which was reported in Europe at the St. Gallen meeting, and the ARNO in the German combined analysis looking at anastrozole after 2 to 3 years of therapy. Putting all that together right now, sort of where are we in terms of AIs?
Well, we have 5 very large AI trials that have been reported over the last 3 years. All of them show an advantage for an AI over a purely tamoxifen-based therapy. And so a very consistent picture has emerged that, you know, AIs have advantages over tamoxifen. So that, you know, those trials have led to the ASCA technology assessment, which actually reads somewhat ambiguously that for postmenopausal estrogen receptor positive patients, an aromatase inhibitor should be included as part of their therapy. And that basically doesn't tell you which aromatase inhibitor, nor does it tell you whether or not it should be used completely instead of tamoxifen or after a certain amount of tamoxifen treatment. Some information to address those questions is really something we don't have in terms of head-to-head comparisons between different AI strategies, although there are ongoing studies now that should help address that.
One of the things that came out with the big FENTA study was an excess rate of death from cardiovascular disease in patients receiving letrozole. Can you comment on that and the whole issue of cardiovascular disease in AIs?
You know, in the year in which Vioxx was taken off the shelves, one has to admit that as we more widely use drugs and use them for longer periods of time in individual people, we may find effects that we didn't initially anticipate. For instance, Herceptin is a good example of that. There was no theoretical reason, preclinical information that would affect the heart. There are some theoretical reasons to worry a little bit about AIs. Lowering estrogen levels or other processes that they may induce seem to modestly increase cholesterol levels. And so it would not be inconceivable that they could cause increased cardiac risk. 2 trials have at least shown some slight trend toward increased cardiac risk. One of them is the big trial of letrozole versus tamoxifen. And the other one is the exemestane study, the IES study. Both of those showed an excess of cardiac risks that hovered around a level of statistical significance. Now, it was very low, but the only reason for any concern is we don't have really longer-term follow-up. Those are kind of the numbers are derived after about 3 years of follow-up. So one hopes that those numbers don't get bigger or more significant.
And of course, the exemestane study was after 2 years of tamoxifen, whereas the letrozole study was up front.
Right.
What about anastrozole?
Anastrozole hasn't actually shown that effect. Now, they look for it very, very carefully in the ATAC trial, and because of the effect being seen in the letrozole study, and it was not seen. Now, that doesn't totally mean that it isn't there, but it is reassuring because for the ATAC trial, we now have 68 months of follow-up. A lot of the patients have completed all their therapy and are well out, so that if there was some really big, horrendous problem that was a class problem for AIs, we probably would have been seeing it in the ATAC trial, and we really haven't seen it.